Good morning. How are you guys doing today? We've got one that's ready to preach. All right. So for our children's story, we're going to talk about the keeper of the lighthouse. You guys ever seen a lighthouse? Do we want to talk about Pokemon instead? Or are y'all with me? Keeper of the lighthouse. All right. So we're going to tell you the story about Mary. What's her name?
Mary and Joseph.
Thank you. We're going to talk about Mary and the keeper of the lighthouse. So here's the deal. The story takes place in England, and there's a big lighthouse, and this is not in the recent decade. It was a while back. And the lighthouse would stand on the seashore so that ships out at night can see where the land is and not run into the rocks and crash. What do you think would happen to a ship if it ran into the rocks and crashed? Exactly right. If the ship crashes on the rocks, they lose everything in the ship, but more importantly, the sailors could drown. So the lighthouse is really, really important, right? You think the lighthouse is important?
Yes.
Such a good one. Okay, so Dad is the keeper of the lighthouse. Who's the keeper of the lighthouse? Dad, that's right. So it's evening time, and Dad needs to go to town and get a 12-pack of donuts and some dinner and that all that good stuff. So he takes off, but listen, when you go to town, when you leave the beach, there's a causeway. That's your access to and from the lighthouse. And when the tide comes in, it covers over that road, and you can't get back to the lighthouse. So he has to really hurry up. And he's doing okay, starting to get a little bit dark. He gets all the donuts. He's heading back to the lighthouse so he can have dinner with Mary. But guess what? Always got to be some bad guys, right? Always got to be some bad guys. So there's some bad guys that are hiding, and they know if Dad doesn't get back to the lighthouse and turn on those lamps, the ships can't see the rocks. The ships run into the rocks. They run out and get all the good stuff that they can sell and make some pocket change to buy video games, right? So Dad is coming back. He's hurrying. All of a sudden, three guys just jump him, hit him an elbow, knock him down, tie his hands up, throw him in a shed. They say, we got this. Dad can't get back to the lighthouse, can't turn the lights on. The ships are going to run into the rocks. It's payday. We're going to buy the new Ghost Recon. We're good, right? So Dad is trapped. The waters rise, cover the causeway. Even if he could get away, he can't get back to the lighthouse. The sun has set. It's getting dark. Mary is still in the lighthouse. Who's still in the lighthouse? Thank you. Mary is still in the lighthouse, but now it's nighttime and she is really scared. Would you be scared if it got really dark and Mama and Daddy wasn't around? I know. I would be too. So she's in the lighthouse. The sun has set. It's nighttime. The moon comes up, but wouldn't you know it? They say when it rains, it pours, a storm is coming in. Yes, a storm is coming in. So, storm comes in, the moon is up, there's a little bit of light for the sailors, but guess what? The dark clouds cover the moon, everything is pitch black. Mary is worried about Dad. Mary is also scared. But guess what she does? She remembers Mom saying, whenever you're in trouble and you need help, fall on your knees and pray to Jesus. Who do we pray to? That's right. We pray to Jesus. So she did. She prayed to Jesus to keep Dad safe, but also to help her figure out how to turn the lights on so the men on the ship don't crash and drown. And guess where the light is? See that light up there? You see that blue light? That's how high the lamps were. Right? And Dad has a fancy stick. He reaches up there and he lights the lamps. It's not like these fancy LEDs that Perry put up. Way different, right? And she doesn't know how to get up there. So she finds a stepladder, she lets it out, and she can reach almost maybe about right here, but not enough, right? So she is smart and she gets a little table, her tea set table, puts it there, puts a ladder on top of it, climbs up, and she's closer, but still can't reach it. She said, maybe if I get a stick and tie the match to it, right? Because I remember I saw MacGyver use a rubber band with a match, and when it got close to the lamp, it hit the metal, flared, lit the lamp. She was going to try something. It was tricky. Last thing she had was a huge, huge Bible. You ever see a Bible this big, this tall? That's a big Bible. And she was scared to use the Bible, but she remembered Mom reading to the Bible, reading her from the Bible. And she remembers Psalms 119, 105. We're going to come back to that in the end, in like 2 minutes. We're almost there, okay? So she puts the Bible on the table. She puts the ladder on the Bible. She gets up there, and she can just barely reach that match to the wick, and she lights it, and boom, bright. She has to go all the way around and light all of them. But all of a sudden, all the sailors on the ship suddenly realize they're not that far out at sea as they thought. They're getting close to the shore, and they start seeing the rocks, and they turn away from the rocks. They turn from the what? That's right. They turn away from the rocks. And they're safe. And they can see all night long the light shining on the water and where the rocks are, and they're safe. So, why did I tell you that story? Because it was my turn to tell you the story. But what's the importance of the story? It's important to understand sometimes we're going to be scared, sometimes we're going to be in trouble, but God tells us in His Word in Psalms 119, 105, David says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And if we trust God, we will always come out as winners. Amen? Who will pray for us today? Who wants to pray?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the story.
In your name.
In your name.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You guys can go back to your seats now.